The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Facebook, Sony, Podbean, so.
We are coming your way from Destiny TV of
TV, so.
Deliverance Assemblies of God, House of Destiny, located at Pig Farm or Kotobabi Down.
Pig Farm and Kotobabi Down,
Ebony Hotel.
Ebony,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Distance is not a problem. So just open up.
It will be your home.
And the Lord will give you an encounter. Amen.
Amen.
We thank the Lord that today is the final day of the month of July. And today is a very special day for us. Because we are concluding this morning. And then we are coming for the crossover in the evening. Amen.
Amen.
Turn your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 to 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 to 5. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power. Verse 5. So that your faith might not rest on man's wisdom, but on God's power. Say, Lord,
Lord,
let
my faith
not rest on man's wisdom, but on your power,
but on your power,
but on your power,
but on your power.
Say, manifest your power in my life.
Manifest your power in my
say,
life.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I want to experience your power.
I want to experience your power.
Let my flesh die.
Let my flesh die.
Let my ego die.
Let my ego die.
And let your spirit live in me.
And let your spirit live in me.
To manifest God's power.
To manifest God's power.
I continue this morning
on
the theme that I spoke on last Sunday. The greatest hindrance to God's power in the believer's life. Part 2. I began last Sunday by making us aware that we are in the days of the unprecedented manifestation of God's power in the midst of his children. Because we are in the last days. And when we talk about the last days, the last days are characterized by two major events. Number one, the upsurge of satanic activities. Because Satan knows that his end is coming. He does not know the time. But God knows the time. And because the devil does not know the time, he is working over time. That is why his activities are escalating. It is one of the characteristics of the end times. Media, you are not timing me today. Where is my time? Or I should follow the watch. Because you told me not to follow the watch. You time me. Okay. The next characteristics of the end time. Why? The devil is increasing his activities. There is also going to be an unprecedented manifestation of God's power.
in the midst of his children. Look, we are about to experience God's power as never before. I said, the church is about to experience God's power as never before. As individuals, you are going to experience God's power as never before. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God's power can be greatly hindered. Basically,
I
mentioned basically the basic thing that hinders God's power is sin, unforgiveness, disobedience, rebellion, bitterness, and daylight. They can seriously hinder God's power. But there is another level of something that can hinder God's power, especially among believers. And there are two major greater hindrances to the manifestation of God's power. And that is our will and our ways. As we saw in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 to 5, Paul was writing to the church in Corinth that the message he was preaching was not coming out of persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that the faith of the believers will not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. You know, when God's power manifests or demonstrates, there are transformations, permanent transformations, permanent solutions, permanent healing. Things are permanently set in order, permanent fulfillment, permanent elevation, major shifts, major turnaround, change in story, and many more. The manifestation of God's power is a package. I am just reviewing last Sunday.
Okay.
As I mentioned, the number one entrance to God's power in our lives or in the church is our will. And I explained our will as your innermost desires or wishes that drives your actions or inspires your actions. How you desire things to be done. I wish it is done this way. Your will is embedded in your heart and your mind and expressed in your actions. And the expression of your will in your heart and mind is what we call faith. And I mentioned three kinds of God's will. According to Romans chapter 12, verse 2, His good will, His pleasing will, and His perfect will. And I use marriage to illustrate. I also mentioned in Matthew chapter 8, verse 2 to 3, and then Luke 5, 12 to 13, about the leper who went to Jesus and said, "If you are willing, please heal me." And Jesus said, "I am willing." And he touched him. Be healed. The leper appealed to the will of Jesus. This morning around 3 a.m., the Lord was teaching me. When I was praying, He said there are three things that rules the world. Me, God, and you, man, and the devil. And what actually rules is the will of God that rules. Is the will of man that manages. And
it's
the will of the devil. Don't joke with that thing called will. Let me tell you.
I say on control.
The greatest blessing God has given to you is will.
Now, it is also
the greatest challenge. I don't want to use curse. I don't want to use curse. Yeah, I don't want to use the term curse. That thing called will. Hey, it is the only thing in your life that God will never violate. Your will, our will, is what differentiates us from animals. Animals don't have a will. But human beings have a will. And the will of God brings inner fulfillment. It brings perfection. It brings stability. It brings inner satisfaction. Now, submission to the will of God sparks your miracle. Sparks your testimony and changes your story. It also sparks your healing. It sparks your deliverance. So you see, your willingness or will is where God's power and miracles rises from. When the choir was singing, and then the one leading started saying something. I forgot because today there has been pressure in my head about something. So I was going up and coming down.
There's
an information I have to give, and I don't know where I've placed the information. So when he was singing, he was saying that there are miracles around or something. He said a word. I should have written it. The creating the atmosphere of miracle. Let me tell you. Listen, you are going to hear some things right now. Look, there is nothing you are looking for that is in heaven. Look, your miracle, your healing is already in you. It is already sitting inside you. In Matthew 17:21, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. Matthew 17:21. The kingdom of God is what? Within you. Everything we are looking for is within us. The leper appealed to the will of Jesus. Say, my Lord and my God, this morning, this moment, I appeal to your will for my healing, for my deliverance, for my turnaround. I appeal. Somebody need to write that down. If my wife were to be around, somebody should write it. I'll come and copy it from you. I appeal to your will. Somebody should write it down. I'll copy it from you. Because when we are standing here, it's not us.
When
people say, here it is, or there it is, because the kingdom of God is in your midst. It's in your midst. Some verses say, it's within you. Look, you are carrying heaven around you. You are carrying the kingdom of God around you. It's a realm. It's a realm. It's an atmosphere that surrounds you. But why are things not manifesting? We are not ready. Our mind is somewhere. Our thoughts are somewhere. Our will But remember, human will is very limited.
Now,
problematic, short-lived, becomes disillusioned. It's very, very deceptive. Today, let's continue with the other one. I review for the sake of those who were not here on Sunday last
Sunday.
Go to last Sunday and then you will get the whole message there. Today we want to look at the other thing that can greatly hinder the gospel. Our ways. Our ways. Isaiah 55.
Isaiah Homa eti edionumenum.
Isaiah 55.
Isaiah Homa eti edionumenum.
From verse 8.
Efin chichomu otwe.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. See, that thought means your will. Because you see, your will manifests in your heart and your mind. So when you say your thoughts, that's your will. In Matthew 26, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus was in his best human form, and after he has seen the pain he's going to go through, and how his followers are not going to live by his standards, as many of us are today, he said, this day should be a useless one. Lord, if you will, let this cup of that I'm about to suffer, let it go over me. They quickly he tuned into the spirit. Because he knew this, it was for this purpose he came.
He
said, not my will, but your will. The next thing that can limit God's power in your life is your ways.
So
my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declared the Lord. Verse 9, let's continue. Media, I am reading from you. Let's continue. Verse 9. You see, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Amen.
Amen.
The easiest, surest, and quickest way and means
for
a sustained achievement, result, listen to the statement well. The easiest, the surest, and the quickest ways and means, way and means for a sustained achievement, result, solution, success, and etc., is to willingly and wholeheartedly submit your will and your ways to his will and his ways. Let me say that again. The easiest, the I don't know. Look, Jesus, anyway. Do you know that when the crowd were, Mark chapter 5, the woman with the garment and then his power came up, people were rubbing on Jesus, but nothing was happening. But that woman released his will and his faith. You can be attending church 100 years. You can even be looking at me straight. And nothing is going. Me. I learned a lot, Why do I tell my... I say, somebody write this one down. Because the word of God is on. It's key. The Bible is the key to life. It's the key to open every aspect of life and love. That's why anytime you are going to God, either prayer or whatever, have a Bible and a jotter. Or something to record. I have over about 200 jotters. About the things that God has spoken to me when I'm praying. Come and look inside my Bible. Mark. Some of your Bible is plain. It's very beautiful. Let me repeat that statement again. The easiest, the surest, the quickest, and the quickest way and means for a sustained achievement. Not just any achievement, though. An achievement that will live for long. So a sustained achievement, a sustained result, a sustained solution, sustained success, etc. is to willingly and wholeheartedly submit your will and your ways to his will and his ways. His will and ways may sound or appear meaningless to human mind. It may appear meaningless to the human mind.
But
in the end, that is the surest. The easiest, the surest, and the quickest way to get the best of anything from God, to get there early, and certainly is to submit your will and your ways to his will and ways. As I mentioned to you, there are four pillars of life. But this morning, the Lord gave me a fifth one. When you make a mistake in any of these areas, your life will tilt. You'll be like somebody who was like this. That's how your life will be forever. Your life will be like this. Yes. But when you get all these areas right, you walk straight. Number one, your religion. The God you choose to serve. And your religion is your belief system, the God you choose to believe. Number two, the person you marry. Not marriage, but the person you marry. Because marriage is a blessing. It was ordained by God to be a blessing. But But it is a person you marry that can make you or unmake you. It is a person you marry that can make your life bitter. It is the attitude and actions of the person you marry that can send you to hell. That can send you to the mental hospital. That can give you a mental challenge. Look, many people, when they are walking, they are not correct. All of us, we have some small one there, but some of them, it is at a certain level. Everybody has small. Everybody has small. But there are levels. Everybody has small one. Including me. We are small one. It's there. God is working on. But there are levels. Somebody, the number three pillar is what? The person you choose as your best friend or associate. The number four pillar is the career you choose in life. And this morning, the fifth one the Lord gave me was that the knowledge you acquire about life, that informs your thought patterns, and that drives you along. That is your mindset. In this regard, that's why we must always examine our minds. We must examine our mindset and belief system with the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. Beloved, as I have said, the easiest and surest and quickest way to get the best from God, to get there early, is to wholeheartedly and willingly submit your will to His will. Let me tell you, let me use myself as an illustration. Last Sunday, I was telling you that it was 1997 that I accept in my heart to be a pastor.
I see now to tomorrow catch and say, I feel Edonu, Edokrun son or Jitum Sobe or so.
I became an associate pastor of North Carolina Assemblies of God Church in October 1987.
Now, I feel Pima Edokrun son and Obey or so for me the tree or North Carolina Assemblies of God.
That was when Reverend Dr. Harry said, called me.
Honor or so for Harry and Fred, no.
From today, sit on the pulpit. We went to the office. We negotiated. I want you to be my one of my.
Yeah, kwa ni office, omo kwa kama wanasem, bese woye mi abedi echi no mumba akon.
If you go to Kaswa, you see blue rose. You see that estate developer. Always when he sees me in traffic, he will blow to him. Pam pam, the reason for promotion. Pam pam, crisis of change. These two messages I preach, he was a young. This thing triggered something in him. And today, the Lord has lifted him to the highest level. And he's still lifting him. Unfortunately, I can't find those two messages. Sometimes when I see his call coming, I'm not picking. But the first thing is the reason for promotion. The crisis of change. Even last month, one of the pastors, he was there in church, but now he's a pastor from that church, was asking, Pastor Dela, that message, please look for it. That is the time for it. I can't find it. When I stand there and I preach, when the Lord is using me, it's amazing. But inside me,
I don't want to be a pastor.
Pastor.
No privacy.
That's a
people have to decide your salary.
If
people don't give you, you don't chop.
Your
house is open.
Your,
anybody can call 24 hours. I mean, what kind of... I
say,
God, make me a businessman. So that I will help your chamber, me. But it was
1997.
And when God sent me to deliver Assemblies of God, I never accepted in my heart.
It was
2007.
Accepted it.
And from 2008, my life, my ministry started changing. God started giving me keys of making me
life.
But listen to me. Today, as I stand here, I've come to realize that it is the best thing God has done for me. To be called a pastor, I am just in my best ministry. My best calling. If I had become a pilot, or a medical doctor, I'll be operating on people. Hey, I will just leave the person and go and start praying. I would have been frustrated. Today, people call me for counseling. Today, I've realized that God's will has been the best for me. His ways has been the best for me. So because of that, do you know what is happening to me? Today my wife is writing exam. She's not yet. Look. I pray for her. Sometimes I can see that she's crying with me. And those who work close to me, it is like it has come to a point where I can't take decisions. I can't. It's like because how I want things to be done. When God comes in to have it done his own way, then when I look at my way, so my problem now is how to take decisions. Look. I fear. It's like,
so
she will be saying, look, let's do the... Then what about, you know the way God... I will start this thing now. Let's wait on God. Let's go.
It's
another problem now.
I don't see how can see about this here.
Because I've come to realize that God's ways best. Look, God's ways of handling issues and solving problems. Sometimes after, look, let me tell you. Anytime you have a conflict inside you, it's a conflict between your will and God's will. It's a conflict between God's ways and your ways. Look, when God really loves you, and he wants to have his way, and you also want to have your way, do you know what he does? He brings frustration. Look, sometimes he will make you to just fail. You hit your head on the wall. Then when you don't know what to do, say, Lord, take over. That is when he comes in. But some people that the devil want to destroy. Even when they have hit the head on the wall, they keep on hitting. They keep on hitting. They keep on hitting. Instead of stopping and saying, God, look, that was what happened to
Pharaoh.
What did the psalmist say to him?
And then an asa
when they were chasing the Israelites,
the
army said, let's get out of these people. This is the finger God is fighting for them. Let's get. Pharaoh said, no way. Pursue. Pursue them. No way. When the wheels of their chariots were being removed, the soldiers, look, let's get back. Pharaoh said, come on, pursue. 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 30 willpower will destroy you. 30 willpower will destroy you. A will without a human will and human way without God's will inside will destroy you. God always gives me the best because I have wholeheartedly submitted my will and ways to God. And how do you get God's best? You start praying early enough on the issues of life. I started praying for my marriage at the age of 16. I started praying for my marriage at the age of 16. I started praying for God to prepare my wife. Not that I want to marry, but God prepared my wife. At the age of 21 in secondary school, I started getting to know who the person is.
But
inside me, again, my will, I was rejecting. I thought you can never marry your friend. You can never marry somebody who is very close. You should marry somebody who is a little bit strange. So I started resisting. Never knew that God was leading me. And today, I am one of the most blessed people in marriage. But listen to me. We are not angels. 5 years of our marriage, it was only because the Holy Spirit convicted the two of us. Look, anything you are doing without proper conviction, if you don't take care, you will give up on the way. But when you have properly convicted by the Holy Spirit, the storms may blow. Look, there are times I've looked at her and I say, I think I made a mistake. I'm telling you,
I
made a mistake.
I am from so.
I should have married a city woman. My mistake.
I am from so.
Sometimes she looks at me. And she says,
I think she'll just say, that eye is loaded.
What kind of mind is this?
One
word she used to use for me.
I
never knew my wife has that kind of nature. When she describes me,
then
I say, Jesus.
I say, Jesus.
I never knew my wife has this kind of
thing.
I will never say that thing. I will never
say that thing.
But do you know something? Because of the inner conviction.
And I'm saying,
that I had and she had. No devil can separate us. The storms can blow. That is why you need conviction. You need conviction, inner conviction. Don't just act anyhow. Without conviction, mosquito will fly and then you break. Cockroach will fly and then you break. Start praying about it early. Now, let me
Let me bring this apart. Bring this about. We have been praying about the breaker. We are breaking free, breaking free, breaking free. Today, I break your will free.
Amen.
I break your ways free.
Amen.
I break your mind free.
Amen.
I break your marriage free.
Amen.
I break your testimony free.
Amen.
I break your expectation free.
Amen.
I've never made mistake.
I say on yam from so
mistakes I've been making them all.
And from so I say,
like I've made a lot of mistakes.
I am from so baby,
but I've never made a major mistake.
On yam from so I see a pa
in these five pillars I've mentioned.
So enuma
never
there be
when it comes to some things.
Hey,
I am very serious. I am very serious. Until I am convinced.
I just said, come with me.
Hey, our friendship can break. You can't push me. You can't. Major areas in life where there are dire consequences. Look at. Kokolo benuka, the chicken says fear is life. Fear. That is where life is.
I see, baby, fear
is life. Some people just be making jump. They jump inside jump.
I said,
before you realize.
I said, don't.
Before you realize,
I'm
a Jofui. I'm a Jofui.
I'm
a Jofui.
Eh?
Nobody turn on but they are Jofui. Now, listen to me. I want to ask this big question. When were we broken free? When were we broken out?
Everybody,
when were we broken into?
Everybody,
I am not coming to what the song leader said here. Atmosphere of hot miracles. Please, when were you broken free?
Everybody,
when?
Everybody.
It's not this week we are praying, no. This is where Christians have problems.
This
is where the devil has cheated us. We were broken free over 2,000 years ago. On the cross. John chapter 19 verse 30. When Jesus said it is finished. That day. We were broken free. Anyone that gets connected to him has automatically and eternally been broken free. Because the eternal price has been paid for you to enjoy any blessing you want to enjoy. For you to become anything you want to become. That's why Colossians 1 verse 13 says, we have been delivered, we have been heard, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son. He has rescued us. Listen to me. You were broken free the day you sincerely gave your life to Christ. The day you became born again. The day you were given a new birth. Number one, that was when you were broken free. Number two, you were broken free the day you sincerely and wholeheartedly and willingly surrendered your will and your ways to God. You were broken free. Colossians 1:30. We were broken free from hurt. Broken free from hurt. You have been eternally broken free from hurt. From the following one, the dominion of darkness. That's the domain or the realm of darkness.
powers. Two, the dominion of sin. That sin can no longer dominate you. You have been broken free from the dominion of fear. From the dominion of death. From the dominion of hell. From the dominion of the prince of the power of the air. And how does this manifest? The effect of this on your daily life is determined by one, the way you started living by the word. Living by the word. Patterning your life and every aspect of your life by the word of God.
Two,
living by your inner conviction, which is faith. The inner conviction of your faith. And three, by developing the break-free language.
Let me start
these points again. I thought the media would be bringing those things because you took them. They were there. They are all there. The media. You should have been putting it there, not only the scripture. We have been broken free from where? From what? One, the dominion of darkness. That is the domain or the realm of dark powers. They can attack you, but they cannot dominate you. Two, from the dominion of sin. Three, the dominion of fear. Four, the dominion of death. Five, the dominion of hell. Six, the dominion of the prince of the power of the air. That is Satan himself. And how does this affect your daily life? How does this manifest in your daily life? Three things you must develop always. The way you started living by the word. Live by the word. That is when your breaking free begin to manifest in
thee.
Living by your inner conviction of faith. Your inner conviction of faith. And three, developing the broken free language. Say, Lord, I thank you for breaking me free. Madam, do you know you are a millionaire? This is America. Do you know you are a millionaire? No, this yes is just respect. No, I know you have to say yes. Can't say no. But this yes is a respect. Yes. No, I know. I don't know. You see, look. You are a millionaire. Look, you don't know. You know, eh? Thank God that you know. Thank God that you know. Listen to me. I don't know. I just saw her. God just started speaking about her. You sit down.
Look.
The kind of star you carry
will
determine the challenges that will come your way. I am telling you. Look, let people laugh at you. Let people gossip about you. I am not saying that you should live carelessly and do anything to me. I don't care. This is me. No. Care. When somebody tells you that your mouth is smelling, check your mouth. Because you are living among human beings. You are not living alone.
So
when somebody says, the way you do, check it.
So because,
that's what I mean. But then, you don't let people define you. You don't let people tell you that you are poor. You don't fear people. What would they say?
If
I should wear a fine dress. If I should drive a nice car. They will see me as if I have money. Let me tell you, when people begin to have money will come. I am telling you, when they see you as
having money.
Se nipa ho se wo sika.
When people can, look, you don't know words. A raw material that the angels need to create.
When they say, ah,
madam, can you help me? Can you, when they are saying, can you help me? Can, you know something? The angel of supply. Start supplying. I'm not saying that everyone that can, some people, they take advantage. They are cheats. I'm not talking about cheats.
I pray that you
understand what I'm saying. Apart from that, listen to me. Look, let people talk against you. Somebody came to me last week. The pastor.
So Asafuwe,
I want to see.
I told me, see me home.
I said, you are in my office. See me.
I said, now what about my office? Home here.
Please, let's go out.
I said, my MPA.
So we went out. I thought we were going down. I said, no, let's go to the project.
I said, oh, my uncle, baby, you see that also.
Then he knelt down.
I don't know, boom, go to you.
Pastor.
I said, Asafuwe,
pray for me.
Bompaya, mami.
The things I have said against this.
In summer market, yes, you may deal with.
Because I don't know what we are doing.
If you said me name near here,
no shame.
That's a who near coffer.
We are not seeing.
Yeah, who he?
But pastor,
that's our sofa.
As they put these two places there,
that's so much can we me no way at the tutu hano.
I slept.
Me die.
God gave me the vision of what you are doing. I started crying. And I said, God, I am one of the people who have said we are wasting money. We are not
free.
This man, so pray for me. I said, nonsense. Nonsense to you. You see that? Shame unto you. Let's pray. Then I hit his head and I said, I hit the head and I shake it like that. I say, let's go. Who did I say this to? I think I was communicating with my own lady, Mrs. Doris Ansa. She got the revelation and I said, you see, pastors are the most misunderstood on earth. Be careful when you are dealing with pastors. Pastors are the most misunderstood people.
Because
look, we are ourselves. Sometimes we don't understand the way God is leading us. I am telling you. Me myself, I don't understand.
I am
just obeying. Look at Moses. Pass here, you pass.
This
you do.
Yeah, we know I
before Pharaoh, God said,
what
are you holding your hand?
I don't know.
Put it on the ground. They did turn into a serpent. Pick it. For me to pick a serpent by the tail. It's not easy to walk with God. God forgive
you. I mean, fine, tell.
Because of this project, people have left the church.
And I'm saying, you may DNT in Crawford, sorry, no more.
Here, when we were breaking the grounds here,
to start,
20 people left the church. Today in the night, they drive and come and stand there and they spy. They spy. But people, there are people sleeping here. They have been seeing them. They will stand there and then they are watching. And I believe in their mind. They will be saying, look, let people talk about you. Let people gossip. Let people laugh. So glorious is your story going to be. I say, so glorious is your story going to be. If you have one shirt, wear it every day. If you have a torn sandals, wear it every day. Let people see your shame. Let people see your disappointment. Let people see your hair. How it is. So that on the day that things have changed, the same people when they see you, there are people today, when they see me, you can see, they will just remove handkerchief. Because they knew me. They knew me. Why when my papa comes here, he's always crying. Why is that? He's always, shedding tears. Some of them, they know the things they have said about us. Some fathers, they know what they have said. They say, by this one, who are you? You, what can you be? You two, we have heard it all. We have heard it. But listen to me. It is not the human beings who are whine that will stand. It is God who is it is not any human being who are whine. It is what God says about you. And everyone sitting here, everyone listen to me. God has said something about you. He said to Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. I knew you. I knew you. I have set you apart. I have set you apart. Listen to me. God knows you for something. I said he knows you for something. He knows you for something. He knows you for something. What does the Bible say? Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither has any mind comprehended what God has in store. Let me tell you. No eye has seen. No ear has heard. God wants to surprise them. He wanted to be a surprise. He wanted to be a surprise. He wanted to be a surprise. I have begged for food. I have lived a borrowed life. For some time before God changed that level. When I married, we used to borrow from Hyde Park, a provision shop and off condition. We would go and buy things on credit. Sugar, milk, whatever. At the end of, so always when I receive my salary, I will just be paying debt. Something small is left. I have lived like that. Today, by the grace of God, from 2008, standing here, I have never begged anybody. I have never borrowed from anybody. I have never lacked anything. Everything is around me. God is using some of you sitting here to provide and to supply. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Look. You have made a mistake. Let people laugh. Why am from
so many pants?
Look, you don't know me.
I saw him myself. I saw him so
when I make a mistake.
So I am from so.
When people break my heart.
Say nipa ebubu na koma.
When people I trusted, I thought they were loyal. When they leave the church, when they leave the church, when some things happen, that is when I pray more. That is when I get closer to God.
Because
only God can heal me. When people are bashing me, that is when I get closer to God. Rise up with me right
now.
Say, Lord, I thank you for breaking me free. Say, as I eat, I eat and drink to break free. 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 Today, I break free. I break free. I actualize my breaking free. I actualize my breaking free. I actualize my breaking free. Through this communion, I eat and drink to break free. I eat and drink to break free. I eat and drink to break free. I eat and drink to break free.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Shall have